Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Do you see her play being here in Wisconsin? That should be her first big forward-facing event. She's got something at the White House today, but unrelated to the campaign. How do you see that stop here in Wisconsin tomorrow?
Well, that's a very good question, and you're right. You know, Wisconsin, of course, is right at the center of the political universe, and it will be for the next 6 months.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
We got breaking news and developing stories coming through a fire hose this morning on Wisconsin's Morning News. So now what? Vice President Kamala Harris due to be in Milwaukee tomorrow in a previously announced visit that takes on a whole new meaning. She has President Biden's endorsement following his announcement Sunday that he is no longer seeking re-election. Meanwhile, Republicans, among them House Speaker Mike Johnson, suggesting President Biden ought not even finish his term. They were already on message with that point last week here in Milwaukee. WTMJ's Libby Collins talked with Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
Candidate's the easier part. President's the hard part. And so if he doesn't have the mental acuity to be the candidate, how can he be the president? And I think you have to ask, really, I'm serious, guys. We have to ask the Democrats. They knew the condition this guy was in, and they covered it up. And the only reason why they stopped covering it up is because they couldn't cover it up anymore. They had a debate, and the whole country saw it.
So many questions to get to, including that point. Let's bring in ABC News political analyst from Washington, Steve Roberts, this morning. Really appreciate your time, Steve. I know it's busy for you today. Let's wrap up that point first. Any chance at all that President Biden would give up his post before the end of his term?
No. Flat out no.
Right. Asked and answered, right? We don't need to explore that any further. That's more just grandstanding.
Yeah, sure. And look, Biden is still president, and he has two major foreign policy crises to deal with. And presidents always have much more flexibility on foreign policy than they do on domestic policy. You've got a war in Ukraine and you've got a war in Gaza. Biden, whatever else is true about him, is a very experienced president in foreign policy. So bottom line, that's what he's going to focus on for the next 6 months.
So Kamala Harris likely to take over the reins, getting lots of support and also quite a war chest.
Yeah, look, I think it's much more than likely. I think it's almost certain for three reasons. First of all, logistically, it's just much easier, particularly given the money situation. The campaign money in presidential election, given under a lot of very strict rules, much easier to transfer the campaign war chest to her because her name was already on the ticket. Secondly, it's just inconceivable to me how the Democrats would reject a black woman. That would only fracture the party yet again. Black women are the single most loyal voting group in the Democratic Party. 91% of them voted for the ticket last time. Third, there's no obvious option. If there were a single alternative to Harris that people could rally around, well, maybe this would be a plausible idea. But there are half a dozen young senators and governors who hope and believe they might be president one day. But there's no one person who everybody could agree on. So I think this is a done deal. It's going to be Kamala Harris. And she has a lot of pluses and a lot of minuses. She is hardly anybody's idea of a perfect candidate. When she ran for president the first time, she was a disaster. She never even got to the primaries. And she didn't impress many people during her first years as vice president. But she's got some big advantages, starting with the fact that she's not 81 years old. And she didn't disgrace herself in that debate. And just by that fact alone, she deprives the Republicans of their single best argument and at least resets the campaign. And it's all potential going forward. But there's a potential for a significant reordering of the order of battle here.
ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts with us from Washington this morning. So we have her coming to Milwaukee tomorrow. Wisconsin, of course, we've talked about it for a couple of years, Steve. The battleground status that our state has, you know, Republicans just left here last week. What do you see her play being here in Wisconsin? That should be her first big forward-facing event. She's got something at the White House today, but unrelated to the campaign. How do you see that stop here in Wisconsin tomorrow?
Well, that's a very good question, and you're right. You know, Wisconsin, of course, is right at the center of the political universe, and it will be for the next 6 months. And if people don't like to see political ads on their radio and TV, they should move to California or Alabama because they're going to be totally swamped. And this election is going to be fought basically in three states. And I think what you're going to see tomorrow is two things. And this is a tricky thing for a vice president trying to succeed a president. It's not easy because on one hand, you want to say, well, I'm running on the record. But on the other hand, you want to say, but I'm different. And there's a potential for a mixed message there. And it's never been easy for vice presidents to run to succeed a president. Ask Al Gore how difficult it was. Right. I think what you're going to start to see is where she is going to be different from Joe Biden, apart from the fact that she's a woman and that she's a woman of color and that she's 59, not 81. In terms of policy, you're going to see much more of a focus on abortion. At that Republican convention right there in Milwaukee, I always tell my students, evaluate a speech by words that are not spoken. And it was very striking how seldom Donald Trump or anybody else during 4 days in Milwaukee never mentioned the word abortion. Why? Because they know, starting with Trump, they know that this is the single biggest vulnerability for Republicans in terms of issues. They want people to think about inflation, which has been devastating and damaging to families in Milwaukee and everywhere else. They want people to think about the border crisis. They don't want people to think about abortion. Biden was always a poor messenger on that issue because he's a Roman Catholic. He's a believing Catholic. He was always uncomfortable with that issue. I bet you when she gets to Milwaukee, you're going to see a much more full-throated emphasis on the abortion issue, but not just in terms of the judges who Trump appointed. There's a larger message there, which is Trump does not respect women. Trump does not respect your independence, your authority, your autonomy. And in Milwaukee and all of the swing states, keep your eye on that issue as going forward, because it's the one area where Democrats can crystallize a difference with the Republicans that can have at least some potential effect of not changing votes. That's not what we're talking about. That's not as if any Trump supporter in Milwaukee is suddenly going to decide I'm voting for Kamala Harris. That's not what we're talking about. But the people who are already Democrats, already predisposed to be favorable to Democrats, can she energize them? Can she excite them? There's been a tremendous intensity gap. Republicans have been far more enthusiastic about this election than Democrats. And at least this change gives the potential for Democrats to be excited again, which they have not been for months.
Who would she pick for a running mate, do you think? Can we assume it likely would be a governor versus a congressperson?
Yeah, most likely. You know, governors are much better suited to national office and senators. Senators make speeches. Governors make decisions. They actually have experience in running something. Now, the one senator that I think were two senators that are possibilities. One is Mark Kelly. He's a senator from Arizona. Arizona, of course, is an important swing state. He was an astronaut. Is the husband of Gabrielle Giffords, who was deeply wounded in a shooting. He's a coming star in the Democratic Party. The other senator I really like is Raphael Warnock, the young senator from Georgia, but he is black, and I don't think the Democrats are about to nominate two candidates of color. Among the governors, I think the most likely choice is Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania. He's a very popular young governor. I think he's about 48 at this point in his first term, but he was attorney general before then, so he's been around a while. And for exactly the same reason that Trump nominated J.D. Vance in Milwaukee, because the joke in Milwaukee was that J.D. Vance was basically going to set up residence in Pennsylvania for the rest of the campaign. And if you have someone like Shapiro, who not only has roots in Pennsylvania, but understands the culture of the Midwest industrial states like Wisconsin and like Michigan, we all know those three states, the Democrats cannot win the presidency, period, flat out, cannot win without winning those three states. And so I'm betting this morning, I'm betting on Josh Shapiro for exactly the same reason that Trump picked J.D. Vance.
ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts live with us from Washington. Thanks, Steve.
Anytime.
Man, and there are more questions. What's the process that plays out here now? Do the Democrats have to at least stage some sort of contest, even if it's a wink, wink, nod, nod, where they say, no, this is an open process. We would take other candidates. We would,
You need some outspoken candidate to jump in. And Joe Manchin isn't that guy. He told CBS this morning that he's not interested.
Yeah, he was tepidly in for about 7 minutes, and then he's like, nah, I guess I'm out. And the Democrats made a good point. And was like, well, you're not really a Democrat, actually. Right. You left the party earlier this year.
There is that congressman who tried to get in the primary ballot originally. Maybe he comes back around.
Who is now seen going, Hey, that's what I said. That's what I said. Hey, you all laughed at me.
So
he's doing right now.
I think it ultimately is. I agree with you. I think it's probably a done deal, but maybe as more and more endorsements come in, that'll kind of flood it and they'll move on.
8:21 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Again, the vice president due here in Milwaukee tomorrow. Green Bay Packers open their training camp today. 10:30 is the practice time. You've got the kids riding the bikes and a great tradition. Also, the annual shareholders meeting today.
Ah, yes.
Super huge day up in Green Bay. I love listening to these kids. And this is something that started organically. If you haven't been up there, I hope you have. And if you haven't ever gone for training camp, it's a great time to bring your kids or do the family night or whatever. But the lay of the land here, you know, where the locker room is at Lambeau Field versus where the practice field is across Oneida Street. It's a long walk. It's shorter than it used to be because they've built out Lambeau Field so much, but it's a long walk from the locker room down to the practice thing all the way through the parking lot. The players are in their cleats. They're tired, whatever. When I was up there working training camp, I went to St. Norbert and I worked the Packers training camp when they used to stay on campus. And so I was around that a lot. Man, they were still doing two-a-days. So they practice twice a day. These guys are tired, whatever. And the thing with the kids and the bikes is these kids used to just hang around and get a look at the Packers. And they'd ride their bikes over there, right, from the neighborhood. And somewhere, somehow, it started like players like, hey, kid, let me get that bike here. Let me get a ride.
Yeah, let me just coast all the way back with this.
Yes, and it's a tradition that has stayed since. And now it's been corporatized. I think American Family Field sponsors what they call the Dream Drive or the Dream Ride or whatever. And so there's a big process to it, but it's still kids, you know, hanging out, bringing their bikes, making friends with the players.
And you start to not even think of them as really a player. You just kind of look at them as a friend.
I get a little nervous, but it's fun because they're interactive.
It was exciting because I was like one of the last people, and I thought I wasn't going to get picked, and I was really nervous.
I love that kid right there. Right? She's talking to NBC 26 News in Green Bay a couple of years ago about her experience letting the players ride her bike. Actually, she befriended one of the players. I don't think he's with us anymore. I mean, he's not with the team anymore.
Yeah.
But listen to her here on this.
It's really fun because you get to like talk to the people, the NFL players, and it's really fun, and you get to know them and talk to them.
Thanks, man, for coming.
Yep.
Have a good one.
And I got Innis Gaines.
What? Want gloves?
Sure. And he's going to ride my bike back again.
There you go.
Yeah, Innis Gaines was with the team for a couple of seasons, I think.
Okay.
But just, and then sometimes the players, right, they'll just give the kids their gloves or a little sum or sign an autograph and whatever, and it's super fun. And
well, I didn't realize, we talked to Tausch, Mark Tauscher, earlier on the program, and Tausch said that sometimes the kids would deny him. Like, the kids don't always want to give their bike to any player. If they don't recognize a player, they're like,
yeah,
I think I'm going to hold out. I'm going to gamble it over someone more popular.
Can confirm. I saw that where kids, and then some players would like to pick a kid, like, almost for the duration of camp.
All right.
So, like, player doesn't want to go through the whole thing all the time. Like, Eric's my guy. All right, I'm looking for Eric and Eric's bike. So then the kid, right, if somebody's like, all right, kid, and like, no, I'm waiting on this guy. how humbling is that?
Kid says no to you.
I love this. I should bring this up with Tausch. And another thing that stuck with me in working training camp all these years is these kids and fans know some of the lower tier guys, right? The guys who aren't the stars because they're knowledgeable fans. Yep. I was talking to this guy, he was kind of a journeyman free agent. His name was Latin Berry.
And he had been with the then Los Angeles Rams, which then became the St. Louis Rams, which now again are the Los Angeles Rams. But he had been kind of around the league, and he was brought in late in camp, and he came, and I remember him saying, he was like, man, kids know my name. Like, people are like, hey, Mr. Barry. You know?
And I'm like, he's like, I can't believe this.
Right. I just got here. Like, people know who I am here. He goes, when I was in LA, like, they got real movie stars walking around there. Like, nobody care. Like, what do you do? I play football. Where? For the Rams. Where's that? Here in LA. Right. Hello? So I thought that was really cool that for these players, and some of them aren't going to make the team, but they get this experience up there in Green Bay. Today is also the annual shareholders meeting.
That's right.
They're going to do it because we're opening camp a little bit earlier because the Packers have the international game coming up, so we get to open camp a little bit sooner because you lose a few days there with travel and whatnot. So I attended my first shareholders meeting as an owner in 2022. Let me just play you a little clip here from that.
Okay, this is the Packers treasurer right now giving the financial update. Treasurer's report. Seen a lot of people head for the concession stand at this point. Not too interested in the math. It looks like we're drinking some beers here at the meeting. Is that okay?
We were patient. It was a meeting. We were business-like.
Is this how we roll as owners?
Oh, you know it. That's what we do.
You're saying I'm not allowed on the field?
Right.
We haven't met yet. I'm a new owner. My name's Vin. Your name's Mike. I'll remember Mike, that, yeah. Mike. We're not off to a good start here.
No. We're trying to figure this out.
That's a good guy. Your name is?
My name's Vince. I'm new team owner this year, Steve.
Vince?
Yeah.
Well, you have to be a team owner. Absolutely.
What do I need to know today?
You need to know that you're in a huge family, first and foremost. And the people that think we just bought up some paper don't get it.
Hey, how about when the audit committee guy got up there? That was pretty interesting.
Yes, it was.
Oh, it wasn't. Come on.
No, it is good to, you know, being an outsider, getting all that information that is not really normally shared with the public, to be able to hear all those details, it's amazing.
Are we allowed to talk about it even? Like, or tell anybody? I don't know.
We'll keep it between us.
Okay, you got it. When did they show us to our office?
This is it. Lambeau Field, that's our office. You get to come in Lambeau Field.
We got the best team. Go Pack!
Break it down. Packers shareholder meeting then later this afternoon following practice. I feel like for me, like it was something I had to do once.
Sure.
Like it was cool to see and experience. And, you know, you do get some meat. Like GM Gutekunst will come out there. President Mark Murphy will come out there. Yeah. He's usually pretty funny. These guys are kind of loose and fun. And they'll tell you, give you a couple of nuggets that apparently nobody has yet.
Like so, what? Who are they going to trade for?
We just signed Jordan Love to a 10-year deal.
Okay, right. That'd be cool.
It'd be cool to have that announced today. Yeah, maybe they're sitting on it.
That'd be cool.
They're not sitting on it. You know how many people would have to keep their mouths shut? His agent or whatever wouldn't have to had leaked it
usually,
already.
Right? I think it's usually the agent that
gets leaked.
Yeah.
Right. So who knows what's ahead for that shareholders meeting today. Number of the practices are open to the public this week. It's a 10:30 start time through the week. I think they have the Thursday off, but today, tomorrow, and Wednesday for sure, open practice in Green Bay. 8:31 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Mostly sunny skies today, high of 80 degrees. Full moon, I think, continues tonight, or was it full this last night?
Boy, that moon
got a name.
The weekend.
One of these names, Buck Moon, this moon, Strawberry Moon, Donkey Moon, I don't know what it is.
Is it Donkey Moon?
It's not Donkey Moon tonight. Why do I do this? I should look it up before just openly posing questions on the floor. What is that moon called? I don't know. Take 2 seconds and plan it out. Find it out and actually share some information.
Hey, today
I'm the donkey moon.
We're expected to see a little bit smoother operation at airports across the world after airlines struggled to restore operations days after that faulty software update caused some issues. Caused havoc worldwide, resulted in several carriers grounding flights. You heard about this, right? The whole CrowdStrike thing. This broke early Friday morning. We had it on Friday here.
Line was out the door at Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport with thousands of people trying to get out of here.
Gosh. Pilots not knowing where to land their plane, or not landed, but where to taxi their plane after they landed in some airports.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy joined us earlier today. He stopped by the studios and then went to catch his flight. He said it was a 2-hour wait to get your bags checked.
It's better now, but still a little bit of fallout from it. The security company is called CrowdStrike. It sent out a corrupted software update to customers. Microsoft estimates that more than 8 million devices running its Windows operating system were affected from it.
We found a place at the airport, and 2 hours later, someone came and said, no, you cannot stay there because this area will close. So we had to wake up the children and to find another place.
That's one mom dealing with it.
Nope.
They found a nice little cozy area in one of the airports, and then we're told, hey, no, you can't stay here. More than 3,500 Delta flights have been scrubbed. So as far as today goes,
the outage impacting operations at our nation's ports, borders, hospitals, 911 call centers, and more. The fix isn't fast. It's machine by machine, where each computer needs to be manually rebooted and updated.
So they're going through that process. All those blue screens have been wiped out now. And
that would take 100 years just in a company our size to go through machine by machine and reboot every one of these computers. It'd be a week and we'd still be fine. Oh, nobody ran the thing on that one. Yeah, this one. Right? Imagine if you're one of these massive companies.
Well, they're getting there. They're getting there. And a lot of people unhappy with how that handled. I know some of the airlines have been offering some waivers and some opportunities to rebook a flight without having to lose any money. And they're trying to help, but obviously it took a few days to get back to normal.
It's the buck moon.
Thank you.
Is what moon we're in.
I appreciate you saying that.
This is the buck moon, and it was full last night.
Okay.
So there you go.
I saw the nearly buck moon on Saturday night. It was amazing. What's that when it's nearly? nearly buck. It was a nice looking moon.
Greg, get us out of here. On Wisconsin's Morning News. Profound question here for you. Bigger week, last week or this one?
As far as news goes?
No, in Milwaukee. For stuff
happening.
It's got
to be this one. And the reason I say that is because, believe it or not, I think this week affects more people than the RNC.
For sure, right? Monster week ahead here in Wisconsin. On the news end, you have Vice President Harris is supposed to visit tomorrow. So that'll be
in Milwaukee.
At this point, it looks like her first campaign-style visit since President Biden announced he's not seeking re-election. So you'll have that. All eyes will be on Wisconsin tomorrow.
A lot of national folks probably coming in for that one, too.
Right. So you got that. Then you got EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh starts today. That runs through the weekend. So Whitman Regional Airport there becomes one of the busiest airports on the planet.
The busiest, right?
There's been some, I don't know, I can't verify that, so I just throw in one of the.
Okay.
There was long the claim, but don't know.
I don't know. Paris is probably having a busy week.
That's right, because, there's the Olympics. So you've got that, and that runs through the weekend. Milwaukee Air and Water Show then runs Saturday and Sunday. That's in Milwaukee. So you have fighter jets probably buzzing the skies midweek. We've seen that before, where they start getting their points and doing their practice runs.
Yep.
Is it Blue Angels this year or the Thunderbirds? I've asked the question. If I had taken a second, I think it's Thunderbirds. Greg, that's your fault. You're producing the program. You need to provide me that information. All right, can you look that up in the short term, though? So that is Friday, usually they do a practice run at 3-something, and then the big shows are on Saturday and on Sunday. Then Harley-Davidson's now annual homecoming party. That officially begins Thursday. Big concerts at Veterans Park are Friday and Saturday. But you got riders from around the world who are going to be packing dealerships and other spots all over southeast Wisconsin. They love to go out and take these scenic
rides. I've already seen them. I saw Harleys rolling in yesterday.
How did you know they weren't just, the guy next door?
Couldn't have been. They clearly were here.
Clearly out of town Harleys.
They're here to see Cypress Hill later this week.
Perfect. German Fest, Jawohl.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Starts Friday. That one I did look up. You're welcome.
It is Thunderbirds, by the way. We have
thank
confirmed
you. Good. Confirmed. Yeah. All right. Where are we going to put everybody again? I don't mean like staying or whatever, hotels. Clearly, we've demonstrated that we have enough in the region, at least. to handle that. But where are we going to put everybody?
There's also on the lakefront Milwaukee Brew Fest.
It can't be.
On Saturday.
Where are they going to put that?
Taste your way through unlimited pours of craft beer.
Man, it's going to be amazing. And actually, right now, the weather looks really good.
Yes.
What do I got here? Chance of showers on Wednesday, but that's scattered storms likely Tuesday. We get that out of the way. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 76. Friday, high of 79 degrees under mostly sunny skies.
You didn't even mention the Packers.
Oh, yeah. Annual shareholders meeting is today, mm-hmm. and Packers training camp kicks off in about an hour and a half. So is that enough for you? Is that good?
And there'll be something more. Something else will break this week.
You forgot to mention St. Mary's has their festival this week.
Oh, yeah. Dom's. When's the, right. their festival, I don't know, too? Right? St. Yeah, Dom's is at some point. And then, of course, at the end of the week.
Olympic events, actually, what did you say, Wednesday they
already started. That's not unprecedented. That's really normal. They have to start some of the stuff ahead of time.
The pool play and badminton and whatnot is occurring.
Yes. Can't wait until the official lighting of the cauldron before you play any of the sports.
It's funny. I made fun of it, but like what I love to watch, what we all do around Olympics time is watch these niche sports
that you normally
wouldn't see on ESPN or something.
The bike racing and all the swimming and all that stuff.
I need to watch Team USA basketball. I see that all the time. Just let me know when they get the gold and we're done with that.
They plow through every team.
I would watch Giannis. I'd like to see Giannis play for Greece.
That'd be cool.
And this is TMJ4's big couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, NBC is all in.
All in.
With all the eyes.
So, there's your week. By the way, next week, State Fair. So, this is not sustainable.
What are you talking about? It's not sustainable.
It's too much. It's too much stuff. Till the end of the show, or what? Can we got to do it?
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
8:56 on Wisconsin's Morning News, WTMJ forecast, sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. High of 80 degrees today, just a slight chance of a pop-up shower away from the lake, mostly sunny skies. Again, that high 80 degrees. I'm headed up to EAA Air Venture.
Ooh,
Oshkosh. Nice. Today it's going to be 170 degrees on the tarmac.
Oh, it'll be great.
It'll be all good. Air show this afternoon. So I'll bring back some various interviews and accounts of what we see and hear and feel.
Looking forward to it.
Feel. Love that event. And then the big news, the news will still come out today. Vice President Harris is due in Milwaukee tomorrow. And I shared earlier, we don't have guidance as to where she's going to be, what time she's going to be here, with whom she's meeting.
Usually about 24 hours in advance is when we get that.
Right. It's not unusual, actually, for the vice president's campaign or for that whole operation to not until like within 24 hours, that we would get those details. So don't read anything into that. Just sharing with you, where is she going? Well, we don't know yet. But we expect that to come at any time.
And that will be the first, likely, as of now anyway, it's anticipated it would be the first campaign stop since the President Biden announcement that he's not running for re-election.
And right here in Battleground, right here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 8:57, WTMJ's Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi. Oh, Scafidi's off, yeah? Guess who you got coming in? He doesn't know.
Tracy Johnson
will be here hosting the Political Power Hour. That is next on Wisconsin's Morning News. Again, I asked the question that I didn't have an answer to. You're lucky I'm here for you.
It's the Thunderbirds, too, by the way.
Thunderbirds also? Okay, great. Donkey Man.